Poet Leopold Sedar Senghor wrote of passion, colonialism, and race, and he always wrote in French.
Ton soir, mon soir, à la fin de l'après-midi, ton thé, mon rêve, que la pensée dérive et que délire l'âme.
Your night, my night, at the close of an afternoon. Your tea is my dream, when thinking stops and the soul grows delirious.
When he died Thursday at the age of 95, Senghor had penetrated the close-knit society of French scholarship. He was the first African and the first black to be admitted to the 349-year-old French Academy, the body that is the guardian of the French language. He also spent 20 years as the president of Senegal as it moved out from under the shadow of French colonialism. But one of Senghor's most well-known and controversial contributions is the concept of negritude, the idea that there are universal black values. NPR's Sharon Ball spoke with Nigerian writer Chinua Achebe about Senghor and his life.
When I saw the story about the death of Leopold Senghor, the word that caught my eye and stuck in my mind was negritude.
Yes.
In these times, right now, in 2001, you know, in a racially touchy era in America, the word sounded curiously musty, dated, slightly offensive perhaps, but also intriguing because I realized that what it meant in 1930 in colonial West Africa, in Senegal, to a statesman artist like Senghor, and what it means to me are separated by a gulf of intellectually eons.
Yes. I think that Senghor intended the word to sound provocative. And if you go back to the 1930s, racism was very much alive. And Senghor, as a student in Paris, was assailed by the claims that France had the only worthwhile culture, the only worthwhile religion, and that Africa had nothing. I remember I was once given an audience of 2 hours by Senghor, and he asked me about the criticism of negritude. A brilliant Nigerian poet, Wole Soyinka, had said something very, very bright. He said, a tiger does not need to talk about tigritude. And many people were, you know, found this quite appealing as a debunking of negritude. And Senghor asked me about it. And then he explained. He said, the reason the tiger doesn't talk about tigritude is because the tiger doesn't talk. And so...
So the idea here is that we are humans, we need words to help define ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. And racism is a denial of humanity. Really, his poetry is not a poetry of thesis or antithesis. It is a poetry of synthesis.
A poetry of synthesis.
Yes. It's a poetry of reconciliation, of resolving the conflicts, not of antagonism.
Do you have a favorite poem of his that you would like to mention?
I could read a short poem called You Held the Black Face.
Oh, yes.
You held the black face of the warrior between your hands, which seemed with fateful twilight luminous. From the hill, I watched the sunset in the bays of your eyes. When shall I see my land again, the pure horizon of your face? When shall I sit at the table of your dark breasts? The nest of sweet decisions lies in the shade. I shall see different skies and different eyes, and shall drink from the source of other lips, fresher than lemons. I shall sleep under the roofs of other hair, protected from storms. But every year, when the rum of spring kindles the veins afresh, I shall mourn anew my home and the rain of your eyes over the thirsty savanna. You see, that is the idea of the two. He is both African and French.
There's a poem that I really like as well of his, and it's called Departure. And since you were so gracious as to read a poem to me, may I read one to you?
Sure.
Departure. I've gone away by the paths bordered with dew where the sun squealed. I've gone away far from the crouching days and yokes vomiting ugliness at the top of their lungs. I've gone away on strange voyages, light and naked, without a baton or a beggar's sack, without a destination. I've gone away forever, without plans to return. Sell off my herds, but not my herdsmen. I've gone away, to blue lands, to spacious lands, to lands full of stormy passions, to fat, juicy lands. I've gone away forever, with no plans to return. Sell off all my jewelry.
That's wonderful, yeah.
It feels celebratory.
Yeah, that's Sengo. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I hope your holiday season is peaceful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. Bye-bye.
NPR's Sharon Ball speaking with writer and Nobel laureate Chinua Achebe about poet and statesman Leopold Sedar Senghor. Senghor died Thursday at the age of 95. To hear more of Senghor's poem read in the original French, you can go to our website, www.npr.org.